Welcome to 5-Minute Musar. The 40 days of Musar practice between the first of Elul and Yom Kippur are a time that can determine the rest of our year. We are to start developing an enthusiasm where we recognize the opportunities and responsibilities of the upcoming high holidays. How do we develop enthusiasm if we lack enthusiasm? If we are someone who is unbalanced in the midah, soul trait of enthusiasm, we would never say, just get enthusiastic, to someone who struggles with enthusiasm. No, Musar has emotionally intelligent practices to address our weaknesses by leaving traces on the soul. The methods of chanting, hit pa'alut, contemplations and visualizations, kibbutz rosh mim, are Musar techniques that bypass the intellect and the ego's defenses to send messages and images directly to the deeper reaches of the soul, there to leave a lasting imprint. Many consider that of all the methods introduced by the Musar movement, chanting, repetitive, often moral, recitation is the most radical and effective. Hit ba'alut in Musar terminology means with emotion or excitement in Hebrew. In modern Hebrew, we would say beregesh. Musar chanting is always emotional. Because Rabbi Salanter, founder of the Musar movement, understood that the soul is influenced by emotion, he taught that chanting be done with lips aflame. Melody is often used and repeated in a sing-song way. Musar also recognize what we call today learning differences and differentiated curriculum. That is to say, each practitioner must find a teacher, what practices are most effective at developing her or his midot, and try the method for at least 6 weeks before determining if the practice is effective or not. The choice of the phrase chanted is important. Our inner life is composed of midot that can be altered by means of daily spiritual practice. It is in our spiritual curriculum right now to practice enthusiasm, to put ourselves in a very positive, hopeful state. We want to envision our upcoming year of strength and gratitude. Today, our chant phrase is from Pasuk line 24, Kaf Dalet, from Tehillim, from Psalms, chapter 118. The words in Hebrew are Ze Hayom Asa Adonai. Nagila venismacha vo. This is the day that God did or made. We will rejoice and be happy, glad in it. We will chant this together now for 2 minutes. Ze hayom Masa Adonai Nagila Venismacha Vo. Ze hayom Masa Adonai Nagila Venismacha Vo. Ze hayom Masa Adonai Nagila Venismacha Vo. Ze hayom asa Adonai nagila venismacha vo. Ze hayom asa Adonai nagila venismacha vo. Ze hayom asa Adonai nagila venismacha vo. Say hi, Yom. Asa Adonai Nagila Venismachavo. Ze Hayom Asa Adonai Nagila Venismachavo. Ze Hayom Asa Adonai Nagila Venismachavo. Say it with enthusiasm. Ze hayom asa Adonai Nagila Venismachavo. Ze hayom asa Adonai. Ze hayom asa Adonai. Ze hayom asa Adonai Nagila Venismachavo. Ze hayom asa Adonai Nagila Venismachavo. The goal is to sing it and chant it however you need to so that it starts to penetrate inside your chest. You could feel it. Our practice for this upcoming week is to chant this phrase daily for 5 minutes each morning before we begin the responsibilities of our day. We conclude our first week of the 40 days practice, Mazal Tov, by the way, by recording our strengths, where we have grown this past year. In particular, we look at how we have grown in being of service to others. Musar is a discipline of spiritual, ethical, and moral self-development in order to be of service to others and hold the needs of others mindfully. This is a central tenet of Musar. Please pull out your Cheshbon HaNefesh journal if you have one. If you don't have one yet, then get yourself a notebook or diary and write at the top, My Strengths. On the side of the journal, write others, myself, and God. You can create a grid similar to the one below if helpful. I have this up on my blog, written exactly how I speak it on the podcast, so you can look at the example of the grid. So I share below my own Heshbon HaNefesh. Below here, I'll give you some examples right now. So, for others, I wrote words. I held my tongue more. I didn't send angry, resentful emails. I spoke with patience and compassion more. Thoughts. I gave folks the benefit of the doubt more. I stopped incessant negative thoughts. I really practice internalize that I am not my thoughts. Deeds. I offer to do errands for folks when I head out of the house. I visit the elderly lady down the street once a week. I offer rides to folks when I head out the door. Myself, now. I accepted words of praise with thank you. When spoken to inappropriately, I spoke up. I didn't offer my words unless they were truthful, kind, and helpful. Now regarding thoughts about myself. Able to do thought stopping if I had negative thoughts towards myself. Able to accept with compassion where I still have need for growth. And finally, I exercised daily, except for Shabbat and Hagim, and meditated daily, and I ate much healthier this year. Now, my words, thoughts, and deeds regarding God. I chat with Hashem more. I show my anger and my fears, and I pray to God at least 2 times a day. My thoughts, I think of God often. I ponder how to love Hashem with all my heart. And finally, my deeds. I added more kavanah intention to my Shema. I visit the mikveh more often, and I give tzedakah more regularly. These are just some examples of my strengths from the past year, so that you can see an example of what you can write. I would like you to record over the next week, just 5 minutes a day, ideally at night before bed. What were your strengths this past year? How did you grow positively?